Hey, welcome to the starting block here for another Thursday. Got myself Grunner. I'm joined by a man who's feverishly filling out his application to join this season of The Bachelorette. Now we know Sophie Monk is on board.
Sophie.
My co-captain Damon. How are we, sir?
Very good, Grunner. Would you go after Sophie?
No, not Sophie now. No. Sophie 10 years ago, maybe.
My wife's a fan of Soph.
Really?
Yeah, she reckons...
The Bogan aspect of it?
Yeah, a bit of that.
Yeah, she's pretty rough.
Yeah, but she reckons she always talks about, oh, I'm just a starfish. So I don't really see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy it. And I thought, well, this isn't really a good promo for The Bachelorette.
It's not a selling point, no.
No. I don't watch the show, but isn't that the only reason people watch it? To see, like, all the sordid affairs and all the bitching behind the scenes.
Bit of that, yeah. The story.
Oh, my God, he kissed her instead of me. And then she kisses him and it's like, I kissed him. And
that
like,
kind of action.
You know, when you throw it in together with shows like, what is it, Married at First Sight?
Yeah, that's quality programming.
Yeah, Married at First Sight. Love in the Dark, isn't that another one?
Yeah, Love in the Dark. You've got Marriage Swap.
Marriage Swap?
Marriage Swap, or Wife Swap. But whatever it may be.
Yeah.
They're all there. They're all amongst it. There's a lot of love out there to be obtained, Damo.
Is there?
You got First Dates.
First Dates.
That one's very interesting.
Yeah, is it?
Mm.
So how many hours per week are we wasting on this tour?
Oh, a good solid, you know, 20, 30 of just hardcore reality dating shows.
You could be listening to community radio instead.
We could be, exactly. We could be sitting here listening to The Block. Should we open up with none other than the Logies, Damo?
The Logies?
The Logies.
So we've gone from Turgid Crap on TV to more Turgid.
To more Logies. Now, the only reason I bring up the Logies is because fans love their Thursday night footy. Thursday night footy, Logie wins 0. Mm. Gogglebox Logie wins.
Gogglebox.
1.
Oh, is that right? Well done. Tip of the hat for
I'd give
Gogglebox.
Him a nice Gary if the computer worked. So tip of the hat.
Do we have a round of applause or something? We
probably. I'm not looking for it.
You're not going into the machine.
No.
You don't care that much.
We're going raw tonight.
Raw.
Completely raw.
Raw. Radio at First Sight.
Exactly. There we go. Would you make it the Logies, Damo?
Oh, obviously, I'm a big fan.
You love the Logies.
Can we just cut to the stuff that really matters? The red carpet.
Red carpet, yeah.
Because now this is legitimate. Because when I say I'm a fan of the Logies, I'm obviously lying.
Yeah.
But you are a dead set fan of red carpet.
I am a red carpet connoisseur. Now,
do you go the ET? Is there an ET Australia or something? Because ET, to me, correct me if I'm wrong, as viewing from a distance, okay?
Yeah.
Like set way back.
Yeah.
I think that E.T., aren't they like the gold standard of red carpet coverage?
I think it's right up there. It used to be...
TMZ, is that another one?
Who's the lady who passed away recently?
Joan Rivers.
It used to be Joan Rivers. It was separate to that, but it's hard to get past your John Tesh and your Mary Hart.
John Tesh and Mary Hart.
I don't think they've been on the show since I was in high school, but showing my age
they're
here.
They're still there.
It's still the pinnacle. So, yeah, it goes like E.T., Joan Rivers.
Yes.
About 25 Piles of Crap.
25 Piles of Crap.
And then what Channel 9 pumps out with Jaws 1.
Didn't Carson Kressley do it for a while?
He may have.
The Queer Eye Straight Guy, man?
He might have. He might have.
He'd be suited to that for me.
He'd love it, yeah.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Get me onto the red carpet.
Yeah. My standouts, for Carrie Bickmore looked quite well.
Carrie Bickmore?
I was torn on Delta's dress at first. There was a bit of side boob, which normally I'm a fan
side
of.
Okay.
That normally is three thumbs up.
Three thumbs up.
But I don't know, it was a little bit off-putting. It wasn't tight enough, Damo. So there was flabby side boob with the lack of material. So for me, it was only a half thumb up.
See, the thing, Delta's obviously a very attractive girl.
Mm.
But the thing with Delta is she's got a very long neck.
Yes.
So
giraffish.
Was she wearing like a something to accentuate the neck
or to shorten it? It was shortening the neck, but elevating the side boob.
The side boob.
Yeah.
Well, who notices the neck, right?
It was a good ploy. It was a magician's ploy. It was, you know, the art of, what is it they refer to it?
The bait and switch.
Not the bait and switch.
You go in looking for the neck and you come out
exactly.
with side boob.
Well, you're looking at their right hand. Yeah. You meant to be looking, doing stuff with left
Deception,
hand.
Deception, misdirection.
The side boob was taking away from the neck.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
well
you go.
Done.
It was the rabbit out of the hat.
It was.
Abracadabra,
7 minutes in the show, we probably should talk some footy.
Really? What else have we got? No, let's talk more Logies. Is that all you got out of it? Carrie Bickmore and Delta Goodrum?
Are
there any other celebrities in Australia?
No, there are, but no, you said who were my favourites on the red carpet.
Tops.
They were my two.
Yeah, your top. That's
They're
your top
two.
Okay.
They're my top two, right up there.
Okay.
Well done.
Top
well
two.
Done, ladies.
Side boob.
NRL review, Damo.
Review.
How did we go last week? I think we went 6 each. No, you got one ahead of me.
I think I did. Because
I think I got 6, you got 7.
Yes.
So well done. Damo sneaks ahead there.
Yes.
However, we equaled in the AFL, which means that my 1 point lead overall, now back to even. So we're back all square again.
That's I love a good contest.
We keep it tight.
Yep.
The Raiders got dusted by the Sea Eagles 18-20 there on Friday night.
What a close round.
Very close. That was that game was a golden point. And then a silly penalty that got given away, Josh Hodgson offside. They decided to finally call an offside.
Oh, right.
Never happens in Golden Point.
Welcome, refs.
Thanks for that.
Welcome back to the rules.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks
for
coming.
What did you make of the controversy? Were the Rabbitohs, were we robbed?
Oh, massively. There was three tries that weren't tries that were given. And three blatant. Tries that there was knock-ons. Tries. There was everything. It was an absolute farce.
It's a farce.
It was a farce. Rabbitohs massively dotted. 25-24 Broncos.
Who cares, though, really?
No, it doesn't matter. Rabbitohs ain't doing jack this year. That's fine. Don't worry.
You know what the real crime would have been? Stopping a team like the Broncos, getting another 2 points to solidify them in the eight.
Yeah.
Because they're going to make a difference at the end of the year. They're going to make better use of the points than the Rabbitohs.
And their weekly turnaround every week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are they playing next Friday night, just out of interest?
They're playing tonight, sorry. They've only got a 6-day turnaround. I don't know how they're going to cope.
Wow.
6 days.
Stress, Greedo. Stress. But you do have to travel as well.
Yeah. To Brisbane. It's in Brisbane.
Yeah. It's a good, like, 2-hour flight, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, cool that.
Wow.
Harsh. Eels dusted the Panthers. The Panthers came in this season as premiership favourites.
That's the game where I got the tip up, wasn't it? I tipped the Eels.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tipped the Eels and I tipped the... it was the Tigers Bulldogs.
Tigers. Oh, yeah. Finally, they came in for me.
They did.
Yeah.
But Penrith, they're a shambles at the moment.
Yeah.
Play fast.
Yep.
Fast!
We'll get to Gus Gould in a moment, won't we?
We will. We're going to touch on that. Don't you worry. Cowboys.
See, ever since Ivan Cleary left.
Mm.
And now he's gone to the Tigers. And look at him go.
Yeah.
Look at him go.
I think someone's on our computer here, Damo. And this is off-putting.
Okay. Oh, it's because remote access.
The remote access is on the wrong computer to begin with.
Ah, yeah. It should be on the production computer.
Should be on the production computer.
Not the one with Simeon.
Correct.
Just in case anybody's listening.
But we're on the one with Simeon.
If the ghost in the machine, if the Matrix is paying any attention, Agent Smith,
yep.
If you're there.
Can we stop mucking around with the computer while we're on air, please?
It's the other
Cowboys dusted the Knights. How bad are the Knights?
Not good. The preseason favourites.
When the Cowboys are missing Jonathan Thurston, Matt Scott, about 17 other players, and still get dusted 24-12. Admittedly, it was a 1-300 smile, so, you know.
Is Nathan Brown in trouble, or is he just is a team that bad where they're like, just have a couple of
they're
years?
They're just that bad, yeah.
Have a couple of years.
He's a genius because he set it up in a way where the
low
team is that crap.
Yep.
They've already won one game this year. They've already exceeded.
Yeah, exactly.
So well done.
Yeah.
Super coach.
Yep. Lock him in for a 5-year contract.
This was nice. The Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas upset the Sharks, Damo, 16-12. Well done.
In honour of Gogglebox winning the Logie.
Winning the
Logie.
They couldn't let the team down in advance, though, because that game was Saturday night Logies or Sunday.
Yeah, but they got the inspiration from. Like
obviously them being nominated and morals to take our best factual program.
What facts do you get out of Gogglebox?
I don't know.
Tell me what facts happen in that show.
Well, it's factual in the fact
in what way?
They're factually watching TV.
My God.
The big Greek woman is factually a fat ass.
Yep. I know people talk about alternative facts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if we're getting excited about who was the celebrity that they were looking at his ding dong on the phone or something.
Oh, that was Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
That was the babushka doll, that one.
So that's not a fact. That's a subjective.
Well, it was a fact. They were factually watching him get his dong out.
But, you know, waving and doing the fainting. Oh, my God. Well, that's a subjective
they
thing.
They factually might have been flush. The return of the Hayne plane, Damo, he's played one game, and they're already going, he's got to get back in Origin.
Oh, of course. Was he picked in the team that was written out in the paper about 6 weeks before the start of the bloody season?
Yeah, I think he might have been. I think
of course
he might have been. The Tigers beat the Bulldogs, if you got your tip. The Roosters got up in Golden Point against the Dragons on Anzac Day.
And we got that one because we said it's about time for the Dragons to fall over.
They would, yeah.
And they did.
And then Gareth Widdop went down, he's going to be gone for a few weeks, and as soon as he went off, they didn't look like scoring.
Well,
so,
that's it. That's game over.
So everyone, once again, Mitchell Pearce finally kicks one field goal out of 400 attempts.
Put him back
got
in.
Got to put
origin.
Him in 7.
Yeah.
Form of his career. I'm not making this shit up, man.
They've got to get excited. These are the favourites, aren't they? Mitchell Pearce,
Jared Hayne.
Paul Gallen up until recently.
Yeah, I know we're going to touch on Gal because he's come out of representative retirement today.
Has he? What?
He
no,
has.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on, this is too much.
No, we'll touch on that in the final article.
This is too much. Ladies and gentlemen, you are getting a treat tonight.
It is. It's an absolute
fest. On the
block. And the Storm beat the Warriors.
Well done.
So there we go. Now.
Good review, that.
A very good review.
Good review.
Now, time to get a bit of sexist block, Damo.
Sexist block.
We like to bring it out from time to time, i.e. every week.
It's not us this time, though, is
no,
it?
No.
But
no,
we're going to point an angry social justice finger at one of those big nasty sexists in the sports
world. No, we're not. We're going to do the reverse. So, basically, this thing has just been blown out of proportion.
Okay.
Now, I saw this. I saw Gus-O-Rama on Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it was on, Tuesday, Anzac Day footy.
Every day.
Everyone loves Tuesday night footy, Damo. And
can we get those ratings up?
I think they've rated pretty well, to be honest.
Was it on at night?
No, it was on the afternoon.
Yeah, I thought so.
So anyway, he was talking about how the sun was in the grandstand, like in the fans' eyes.
Horrible.
So they went to the shot of the fans. They're like, see, here's what we're talking about. And these couple of guys were like holding their hand over their face.
Yep, impromptu visor.
And then there were a couple of girls who weren't paying attention to the footy. They didn't have to cover their face because they were staring at their phones.
Of course.
And Gus turned around and he goes, oh, you know, well, and the girls, they're doing something else.
Hmm.
So pretty, like, nothing, no intent behind it, no innocuous comment. And it fired up everyone, particularly our number one fan, Mary Kay.
Oh, no.
Who was like, well, these comments are just unacceptable.
The women who leak. Retweet
if you love footy. And I'm like, hang on a sec. I think he's taking his comments out of context.
Yeah,
like,
please, don't bring context into it when it comes to female rage on Twitter.
I said the vision
just
was...
just going to take it for what it is, Gruta. Get out of the way.
The vision was two girls not paying attention to the footy, and he said these girls
Twitter.
Are paying attention to something else.
They were on Twitter getting angry at
And she's
something.
Like, well, I just don't buy it. He said some stuff in the past. I don't believe it.
Really?
And I'm like, well, I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, it's going to be a bit of a, you know, Twitter winch, and we're going to move on.
Yeah.
Then the next morning, I hop on Twitter.
She started a movement.
And then I see this. This is from Triple M in Brisbane.
Yep.
We are chatting with Mary Kay, the founder of Ladies in League, about Gus Gould's comments on why Water Spelts that girls aren't watching their footy.
Wow. She's now been elevated into that next tier of radio outrage.
Which then led to articles throughout Fox Live, which then led to an article, a segment on The Project last night.
What? Are you kidding?
I'm not making this up, Damo.
See, this is why I don't watch the video.
The sexist block, Damo.
Wow. So are we going to give a wag of a finger to Mary Kay?
We are. Because that comment,
fault.
That comment was not sexist. Why the finger to both Mary Kay and to the media that kept on running the story?
Yeah, and, you know, if you want to get outraged about genuinely, like, offensive sexist
comments,
all
good. You know, like the fact that Parramatta signed two wife beaters, Damo.
If there's two ladies, don't bring up Parramatta. Don't bring up inconvenient facts, Greta.
Kirasai Marvel, who
is... This isn't Gogglebox. Do you think this is Gogglebox? We can't do factual stuff.
This wouldn't fly on Gogglebox.
No. But, so, if you want to get offended, fine. But if you're genuinely pointing at two ladies in the stands who aren't, like, literally
aren't watching
the footy and say... the girls aren't watching the footy.
They're doing something else.
Yeah, that's not a cause for concern.
That's factual.
That's factual. That's
Gus,
Gogglebox stuff.
Gus wins our Logie for best factual comment. NRL preview, Damo.
Give that to Gus.
Let's get to that. We need a nice Gary for
nice
Gus.
Nice Gary!
Broncos Panthers tonight. Who do you like?
Oh, Broncos.
I'm going Broncos too.
Every day of the week.
Tomorrow night, you got Rabbits versus Seagulls. Who do you like?
Go Manly in that one.
I'm going Manly as well.
Right.
Cows and Eels at 1300.
I'm going to tip the Cows and hope that they beat them 50-0.
Yeah.
And all the Eels ladies fans get upset about
it.
In honour of that last
in
story.
In honour of the last story. I've gone Cows as well.
Cowboys.
We've got the Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas versus the Knights, Damo.
The Malarkas, of course.
Yeah, I'm going Malarkas also.
They'll still be riding that high.
Oh,
from Logie's night.
The Hayne Plane's back and apparently he's not disruptive. That's what we've heard
all
this week.
Is he trading again?
That's the main thing. When he's not busy.
When he's not busy.
The Bulldogs versus the Raiders.
Go to Raiders.
I've gone the Raiders too.
Okay.
Tigers versus the Sharks.
I'm going to go the upset again and go the Tigers.
All right, I'm going Sharkies.
Okay.
You seem to like the Tigers week in, week out.
There's something about them,
They're terrible, though.
No, they're not. They won last week.
They've won two games all year.
I like Ivan Cleary as a coach.
I love Ivan Cleary, don't get me wrong, but I think this team is pretty terrible.
Yeah, but I think he's the kind of coach he's going to figure out a way to just bore the opposition to death.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, we'll see.
Warriors versus the Roosters.
Tough one, isn't it? Warriors and the Roosters. They always have good games, don't they?
They do. Normally pretty tight.
Yeah, I think I'd go the Roosters away.
I'm going Warriors.
Okay.
And then we've got Dragon Storm. No Gareth Widdop for the Dragons.
Well, lock it in for the Stormers.
I've locked in Storm as well.
Beautiful.
All right. I know you're the man who's got your finger on the pulse, Damo. So you...
This isn't about red carpet.
This is not red carpet, no. You've waited with bated breath all month, really.
Yeah.
for the announcement of the Australian squad for the Anzac Day Test.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Take me through it. What'd you think?
Well, I don't... Does Darius Boyd deserve to play fullback?
Darius Boyd does deserve to play fullback.
Is he having a good season?
He's having a very good season.
Okay, well, he'd be happy about that because he normally just gets shafted out onto the wing because you've got your Billy Slaters.
No, stuck with Darius. He's probably the best player for Australia last year. Okay. Blake Ferguson, I don't know. He's not even in and shouldn't even be in the Origin side.
Really?
Let alone the Australian side.
Who would you have instead?
Take your pick. I'd go David Nofaluma ahead of him.
Okay.
I'd go Joey Lelua. Even though, actually, Joey Lelua won't be my centre, but you can name half a dozen.
What do you reckon about the Bulldogs player, Aaron Woods?
Aaron Woods.
Did you hear about that story?
Yeah, he's had one good game all year.
Yeah, he got man of the match. He got booed off the ground.
Not often you get booed by your own... The captain gets booed off.
I'll probably cop a lot of stick from Tigers fans for saying this, but I thought we're kind of used to this by now.
Yeah, I thought you would have. I think it's because he's the captain, though.
He had coffee with a few of them before the game.
Yeah.
Here's a news flash for Tigers fans. Yeah. Guess what? Players are friends with players.
Outside of
clubs.
This isn't 1970 where you have to hate.
Go and flog them down at the pub on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm. No. These people are friends. Well, the reason he had a coffee is because he's catching up with David Clemmer, who just had a baby.
What do you think they talk about after the game when they're all shaking hands, standing around having a chat? They're going, mate, this coach is killing me.
Yeah.
You got any room over at that joint?
Let's see, on over.
How you been? How's the wife? How's the kids?
Reckon Des will mind that I have longer hair than him. That kind of jazz. I don't know why Josh Dugan's there. I don't know why Blake Ferguson's there.
Will Chambers, that's good.
Yeah, he's an okay year.
He struggles to get into the Queensland. He does.
Lelua's still a better player.
Yep.
Valentine Holmes, well, he's been playing fullback, but let's pick him on the wing.
We love picking a few guys out of position, don't we?
All of these players are out of position.
What about the biggest position? Sticky gone.
What's Sticky gone?
Sticky, isn't Mal back in?
Yeah, no. I'm talking about here. Mal's taking over. Sticky's gone crazy.
Sticky's gone crazy.
Because these selections. Remember a couple of years ago we had Sticky's gone crazy because we're just like, why are these players in the side?
Yeah, no Raiders.
Now Mal's gone crazy.
Right, gotcha.
So Michael Morgan's play. Trent Merrin has had. He's not even the best player. He's not even the best forward at Penrith. And that says something because Penrith are murd. Yet he's a lock. How's he there?
He's a lock for the side.
Sam Thaiday hasn't had exactly the best year. I don't know where he's there.
Well, why isn't Gal named on the bench because he's come out of retirement? What's going on?
We'll touch on that later, then.
Okay. I don't want to jump ahead, but why isn't he there?
Because it's different type of rep jerseys.
Oh, okay. Well, this is interesting.
I'm over this. I've moved on.
Yeah,
Cameron Smith playing his 50 game.
Well done, Cam.
Yeah, well done. Cam. Thanks for coming.
Good stuff.
Now, whoever decided to jump in remotely has completely moved my spot because I wanted to play a bit of these ones.
What have we got?
Hey. That's right, a bit of NRL Court Dates, Damo. Now, this is NRL Court Dates 1. Mal Meninga has been left.
So we've got multiple.
There's multiple. There is multiple.
Wow. Should we get a legal secretary? Should we get Dimitri?
We should get Dimitri from
Law
Partners.
Line these up for us.
Expertise. Do the pre-work.
Please.
Mal Meninga has apparently been left looking foolish after Kangaroo star Josh Papali was convicted of drink driving the day after being selected to play for the Kangaroos.
Hey, he was out celebrating, bro.
No, this is from a while ago. He was convicted by the Magistrate Court on Thursday following a revelation. He twice called the police himself to notify them that he was drink driving.
Wow.
Papali pled guilty to level 3 drink driving offences.
It's a bit hard to plead innocent.
It is when you caught as if in this happened after you drove home from Jared Croker's engagement party.
Was he guilty? Did he feel guilty about it? Or?
The court heard Papali twice phoned the police after Tweehan to warn them of a black car driving erratically. His car.
His car.
Papali told the court he made the phone calls to police in order to prove a point.
What now, point, Josh?
The point is...
What point?
Papali's an idiot. Why would you call the cops on yourself to prove a point?
Oh, dear.
Well done, Josh. Well
Incredible
done.
Stuff.
Big Papa. This brings us to NRL Court Days number 2, Damo. Today, you had the magistrate's offered not to convict two Dragons players over a drunken brawl outside a Wollongong nightclub last year.
Why not? Too famous.
SQCs.
Too big to fail.
They did a plea agreement.
Okay.
Tim Laffoy.
They called it in, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Be careful of two guys getting into a fight down at the hotel.
That's it.
Look, I'm proving a point here.
Tim Laffoy and Sylvia Havili fronted the court today, and they downgraded from common assault and offensive contact.
Okay.
They were downgraded to common assault.
To common assault.
And offensive contact.
Oh, nothing to worry about, lads. This is common, this sort of assault.
Good to have
everybody gets smacked this way.
It's common, yeah.
It's common. It's everyday stuff.
Mm.
Not to worry.
All right, let's wrap it up. 22 minutes of footy talk. Too much.
Okay. No, that's not true. We did waste about 9.5
minutes. Logie's
in the red carpet. And Delta Goodrum.
Side boob.
Now, don't forget the neck, Greener.
On the neck as well, the giraffe neck. Yep. Now, we talked about Gower's come out of representative retirement. Yes. He obviously, he's struggling with his 6 seconds outside the limelight. So, he announced today that he's going to come out of retirement to play City Country this year because it's the final City Country.
Oh, well, that's a nice gesture.
That is a
Get
nice
back
gesture.
To the country.
Nothing to do with
Give
the fact.
A little back to the game.
Nothing to do with the fact that he gets paid $6,000 to be there.
That's this tab money.
This comes in the week that Des Hasler has banned or told the NRL that every single Bulldogs player is not available for selection for the match.
Right.
Now, I think this
gone
is
full rebel.
I think this is smart of Des. This is just cutting out the middleman to have all these players get a sudden injury the week of the match.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so via the little blue bird at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Also, check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Podbean, Greeno. Twitter. Starting block. Turn your mic on, it'd help. Turn your mic on.
I was talking about those levels before. It's just not doing girl today.
Levels.
So that's what happens when you don't do it live.
Yeah,
you know, you turn it down going, oh, it's just too high, and then you turn it down too low.
Yeah, well, these things need to be considered. We are very professional.
We're very professional. We're going to see how well the tech goes, because it's none other than time for a bit of...
Hot toss off the press,
a bit of hot toss off the press, hopefully, if we can get the soundbite.
Yeah, so hopefully it works.
No, soundbite not working, Damo.
Soundbite not working?
No,
there you go. Yeah. There it is.
Still in a deficit situation.
Just enjoy the soundbite, if you will.
Enjoy the soundbite. Enjoy the commentary. Shall we hang up? Pause it for a second. See if we can explain what's going on here.
We might want to do that. Give a bit of context.
Bit of context, because we know how people get in trouble without context, Greeno, a la Gus Gould.
Yes, very much.
We wouldn't want another Twitter wrath. Actually, we would want a Twitter wrath coming down upon us, because then we'd get attention.
Can I talk?
And we're fundamentally just attention seekers.
It's not often that I need the Kylie Minogue sound, but I want to go back in time.
All you can do is step back in time. That's just as good.
It's not often that an argument that I put forward wins. And I think
honest of you.
The safest way to, you know, prove that you are right is by getting the most retweets or likes.
is that how arguments are won?
That's how arguments are won. So I was pleasantly pleased to pleasantly surprised to see that our comment going out, you're taking out of context, got more likes and hearts and whatnot and retweets than the opposing argument.
Did Mary get upset at that? Or?
Well, I haven't heard from her since.
Really? You've been cut off.
I've been cut off.
Don't jump off, Mary. You were the number one fan.
Still the number one fan in our hearts.
In our hearts.
Yeah.
You know, we sort of, you know, do a Hail Mary every time we walk into the studio.
Well, good wordplay.
Good wordplay.
Do you want to introduce this hot toss segment? Because we've got the hot toss, which to sum it up, you've got hot goss.
Hot goss.
Which is like good gossip.
That's good, because that's like news and hot goss off the press.
Hot goss.
Then you've got hot dross.
Which is just crap.
That's just rubbish.
Yeah.
That's like, before Trump came along, that was fake news.
Oh, so exactly.
But we're sticking with hot dross because it's better.
It's
sounds better.
Better. And then you've got hot toss, which is
lewd.
Smut.
Smut behaviour.
This is hot toss.
Yeah, so the Sarasota Open, Greeno, a little tennis match was occurring.
One of my favourites.
It's big on the calendar.
Is that one that...
You don't want to miss it. You take a day off.
Vernie Tomic withdrew from another match to extend his record.
His record, yes.
For most withdrawals.
What Logie would Tommy be up for? If Gogglebox gets most factual, he'd have like longest running series or something.
Something like that.
So this was a match between Francis Tiafoe and Mitchell Krueger, I think you pronounce him.
Yep.
And it was put on hold because apparently this tennis court is right on a lake.
Yep.
And across the lake, Greeno, you've got the little villas and apartments.
Mm.
And, you know, there were some noises emanating from across the lake.
Let's see what the noises were.
See what the commentator has to say about it.
Well, that is the most bizarre situation. I don't know how to put this, folks, but somebody's phone... going off in the stands. And it was an adult video.
15 on.
That is an all-timer. I don't know how well you could pick that up at home. I still hear it. It's still going. What is going on?
It can't be that good!
Well done there.
Well done.
Now, for those of you who could only hear bits and pieces, firstly, that's scintillating radio right there.
Scintillating radio,
when we're playing live coverage of tennis.
Yeah, you reckon tennis on the TV's boring.
Yeah. Wait till you try and play it on
well,
radio.
The young lady certainly jazzed it up a little
bit. She did jazz it up a little bit.
I don't know if
bit.
You could really hear it over the radio, but it's just so faint in the background. Just...
And obviously the player got quite frustrated.
Yeah, at the end.
In the end, but can't be that good.
It can't be that good.
So well done to that couple.
Yeah, and it says in the article here from thesmokeroom.com, Gruno, Vivid Entertainment has yet to offer the young woman or her partner a contract.
Give her time. Give her time.
Give her time. She's going places, that
yeah,
kid.
Exactly. Star on the rise.
Exactly.
Now... NBA playoffs, Damo.
This is the quality of Hot Toss off the press.
Oh, it's sensational.
This is why it's one of. This is why it's number one, like on the fifth level of segments.
It is. Yeah. It is. I don't know where that segment itself actually sat though. Out of all the hot tosses, I think that one's on the lower echelon.
Nah, can't be any worse. We'll get a Logie out of it.
I'm sure we would.
Yep.
I want to propose an on-air proposition for you. Because the fans have got in touch with me and they've said, look, we love all this Gogglebox talk. Can you take that to the next level?
Next level.
What I'd love to do is spend an hour doing an audio commentary of an episode
Gogglebox?
Of Gogglebox.
We'll
so,
do it. Let's
so
do
we'll
it.
Sit here and just for an hour, we'll just commentate.
Gogglebox live.
Gogglebox live. So,
done.
So
done.
That'd be taking it. That'd be like 4D TV, Damo. Because...
we're not even on the TV.
That's what makes it even better.
Okay.
We'll be commentating on
virtual
people,
TV.
On people commentating about television.
On television. It's like when you're looking, it's like being in a house of mirrors and you look into one mirror and there's a million mirrors going endlessly off into the universe.
That's what it'd be, us doing radio audio commentary. Wow. It would be a scintillating hour.
Well, I think it might like blow out my cerebral cortex or something.
I think we should do it though.
It'd be like going backwards through time.
A slow week. Maybe we'll do it over the summer break.
Slow. Every week's a slow week.
Every
on this
slow
show.
Week of this show. We're doing red carpet.
We're doing lovemaking on the tennis court.
That's it. We just played tennis live.
Yeah.
With no commentary for a good 25 seconds there.
I thought the commentating was brilliant.
It's very good.
Anyway, if you want to watch the clip yourself, go to thesmokeroom.com.
Just Google it.
It's up there.
NBA playoffs, they're still going.
Mm.
Now, I'm a fan. I'm often critical when it gets to MLB playoffs. You know, the first round is
Hang
one...
on, what do you think of the Houston coach getting fined?
Houston, what did he do?
Yeah,
oh, for...
Had to go at the ref.
Had to go at the ref. Yeah, well, 10 grand, fair enough.
Well, did the players chip in for this one?
No.
Or are the Houston players too tight?
They're obviously too tight.
Come on, Rockets. Yeah. Who was the team that chipped in for their coach?
It was the Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So come on, boys. They've set the standard. And this coach obviously thought, it's all right. They've got my back. The boys have got my back. I'll go into bat for them. I'll mouth off at the ref.
Yep.
And then he turns around with the handout, with the cap overturned. You know, put a couple of bills in. I'm paying you plenty.
Sorry, boss. Bit tight this week.
Duck egg.
Yep. Bagel.
Wow.
The Cavs swept the Pacers. That's the 10th time LeBron James has swept a first-round playoff.
Is that right?
That's just astounding how many playoff series he
it's
wins.
That
is. Golden State swept the Trailblazers. They only played their second-best player, their big offseason signing, for a game and a half
KD.
Out of that four-game series. That's correct. And the Houston Rockets beat the... They beat Oklahoma City.
OKC, baby.
That series got a little bit testy.
It did.
Between Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley. Where they were spouting off at each other, and because Westbrook's like laughing, and he's like, because apparently Patrick Beverley said, oh, you know, I'm all defensive this year. Mm. And Westbrook's like, well, I've already put up 42 points only third quarter. And the guy's like, well, you've taken, 78 shots to get there. So I think so. Bit of back and forth.
Bit of bants.
So that was solid.
So who do Houston get now in the next one? Is it going to be the Spurs or the Grizzlies?
Well, that's a good question. Let's have a look at, yeah. So the Spurs are currently up 3-2, I believe. Yeah, 3-2.
I'd rather the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I think so.
To be brutally honest.
Yeah, I think the Spurs will get through there. Yep. And then Boston, they were down 0-2 and threw away home field advantage, but they've won three straight. So they're now up 3-2 over Chicago.
Wow.
And Washington leads Atlanta 3-2. And also, what's the other one's going on? Clippers, Jazz, and there's a Milwaukee series going on as well.
That's right,
yeah. Yeah, I think Toronto's up.
Toronto's up.
And I think Milwaukee's down as well.
Okay, there you go.
One of the other
NBA wrap there, folks.
That's a solid NBA wrap considering there's only eight games being played and I did not pay attention to two of them.
You've got a very good head
series.
For these
I can't even tell you what the series were.
You're very talented.
Very talented.
You're being wasted away here.
See,
if only we could get a Twitter outrage started.
Toronto currently 3-2 over Milwaukee.
We'd get on Triple M. If only we could get an outrage.
Need some
going.
Outrage. And here we go. The Utah Jazz are beating the LA Clippers.
Is that right?
3-2 as well.
With a couple of Aussie kids running around for the Jazz, isn't it?
They are, yeah. You've got Ingles. But it's with Milwaukee that's actually got a couple. You've got Thonmaker and you've also got Dellavedova.
There you go. There's Aussies all over.
Aussies
the
everywhere.
Place.
Sensational.
Well done.
Well done to all of them teams. Now, here's one that you've got a bit of a personal interest in, Damo, because there's a case writing on it.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods has undergone further surgery to help alleviate pain in his back.
He was finished 5 years ago.
He must have. Yep. He's not played a tournament since 2014.
Mm-hmm. What's he ranking these days?
Oh, he's out of the rankings.
But see, he still gets invites to all the majors because he won them all.
He's won them all, exactly. Yeah. And now I'm going to go on surgery four times on his back since early 2014.
Incredible.
Just insane. His back must be all robot by now.
Just hit the seniors tour. Actually, speaking of robot, that'd be a great way, if only, because you've heard about the sex robots they're developing in Japan,
wow,
Greeno.
Now we're talking.
You know, if we could get Tiger sort of halfway on the road to being a robot himself, match made in heaven, no feelings hurt, you can't cheat on a machine.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Trump has AFL talk, Damo.
Yep, AFL.
Now, how did we go with our tips last week?
Yeah, good question. You said we were even, didn't you?
Yeah, we were. So I think we ended up being six apiece.
Six apiece?
Something like that. We actually didn't tip too bad last week.
Okay, let me go through it. Carlton got flogged. The Lions got flogged.
Yeah.
Gold Coast got flogged. Sydney Swans, Greeno.
On fire.
Now, did you watch this game?
No.
Now we need to go deep into this game, okay?
Knee deep.
Yep. It started off, the Swans were 24 points in front after 3.5 minutes.
Yep.
Four goals. They kicked four goals. The Giants didn't even have a touch.
Yeah, I did hear that. And they're like, oh, Swans are back.
But this is the thing. Yeah. Now, you should have seen it. Now, this was the infuriating part, which ended up being the hilarious part. So, you know, when it goes from one extreme to the other in a very short space of time. After 4 minutes, all the Swans, I shit you not, are walking around slapping each other on the back, laughing, giggling.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're bantering. They're getting in the face of the opposition. After 4 minutes... Mm. They haven't won yet, so at this point they're 0-4, and they're winning for 4 minutes, Greeno.
Mm.
4 minutes. Do you reckon the coach would have liked that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because what happened then was the Giants came out and kicked about 10 goals straight.
Yep.
I don't think they even scored in the second quarter.
They beat Sydney by 60.
Yeah.
Or 50, sorry.
50 points.
That's insane.
50 points. But they were, this is an easy game 4 minutes in.
Yeah,
we're going to walk this in.
The kids are good.
Good night, Charlie.
Well done there, GWS.
Coming back playing really well. Start. Premiership favourites after that game too.
Of course they are.
And knock, knock, Greeno.
So Leon Cameron knows how to coach again.
I think he does.
After week one where he couldn't coach.
I think
he can coach again.
Yeah. And guess who's on the phone for John Longmire, Greeno?
Who's that?
Owen.
Owen 5.
Owen 5, baby.
Freo got up over North.
Yeah. Poor North again. They lost it in the last couple of minutes. It's a deadly habit that they have. St Kilda went down the Cats. That was a very good game on Sunday. They were neck and neck all the way.
How about this for a death right?
At the end. Yeah, Richmond.
Hawthorn.
Hawthorn.
Anyway, last week, everyone was like, oh, Hawthorn are dead. They're dead and buried.
Of course.
Tipped them.
Yep.
And they got up.
Oh, you did tip them, did you?
Did tip
then
them.
We didn't have the same.
No, we didn't have the same, but we ended up with the same amount of tips in the end. So we had a couple that were off. We ended up with the same.
That's right. You tipped and killed it, didn't you?
Correct.
Geelong.
Yep.
Richmond Greeno, 5-0.
Well done.
So they've got
They're a reverse
Owen Memmie. Yeah. How many games did the Dragons go before they lost last week? Was it six?
No. Well, they weren't undefeated. They'd already lost earlier in the year.
Oh, had they?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not the same.
No, not the same.
I said, because everyone's just waiting for Richmond to fall off now.
Give it time.
Yeah, except the Richmond fans. Because there's nothing worse than Richmond fans when they're up and about. Because they're a bit like para fans. It's our year.
It is.
It's going to be our year.
Settle down.
Yeah.
You haven't won anything forever.
And Essendon drove another knife into the belly of Nathan Buckley, the Collingwood coach, Greener.
Full support of the board, I heard today.
Yeah, actually, a little tip of the hat. I would never normally do this for Eddie Maguire.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was being confronted on the street by the press, and they said, Eddie, any concerns? And Eddie puts a big smile, slaps the reporter on the shoulder, and says, "Nah, no worries at all, mate. There are a couple of teams that 0-5. At the moment, go chase them."
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, good work. Tip of the hat.
Nice, Gary.
Nice, Eddie.
I'm giving him a nice Gary for that one.
Well done.
Let's do preview. Let's do tips. Chuck Wheelie, show us your tips. AFL division. GWS versus the Western Bulldogs.
First Friday night game for the Giants, Greener, ever.
Ever?
Ever.
How's that happened?
Because you've either got to be Carlton or Collingwood, or be a Melbourne team, or be shit hot for a couple of years to get a Friday night game in the AFL.
So they're the Broncos, the anti-Broncos.
The anti-Broncos, the bizarro Broncos.
Bizarro Broncos, GWS. I'm going GWS.
I would have tipped the Giants, except that Phil Davis went out injured a couple of days ago.
Mm.
Big key back, and he's like a bit of a general down there, so I'm actually going to go the Bulldogs.
Really? There we go.
Yep.
Hawthorn versus St Kilda.
Did Hawthorn throw us off last week, or is St Kilda still at a good level? I'm going St Kilda as well. There you go.
What's the next one?
Carlton versus the Sydney Swans. I'm going to have to go to the Swans, even though they are 0-5.
I'll guess Swannies too.
I think that's a pretty safe. Carlton's terrible.
Brisbane Lions versus Port.
Port.
Yeah, Port as well.
Port Adelaide.
North versus Gold Coast.
Tough one, because North is 0-5 as well.
Mm.
But they've lost three games by less than a kick.
Yeah.
So how do you tip against that?
It is North. North's got home and field advantage. I'm going North.
North Melbourne.
So we're tipping two teams to get off their 0-5.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to go the Gold Coast Suns.
There you go. West Coast Frio.
Tough one, the Derby, Greener.
Mm.
I'm going to go Frio.
I'm going West Coast because they're at home.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same. You do understand it's the same stadium, right?
Yeah.
They play in the same ground, Greener.
It's fine.
It's home for both of them.
Home field advantage.
It's home for both of them.
Well, the West Coast are on top. Home field advantage. Essendon versus Melbourne.
Another tough one. I'm going to go Melbourne.
Yeah, I'll go D's.
Okay.
Collingwood versus Geelong.
Geelong all the way.
Yep, Geelong as well. And Crows v Richmond.
Adelaide in to win by about 10 goals, because I reckon Richmond's been pumped up by beating soft teams to get 5-0. I reckon Adelaide is going to give them a massive bitch slap, bring them down to reality.
I'm going to tip Richmond because they're not playing at home. Wrap it up, Damo. Brendan Favola. One of our favourite men over the years, because he normally gave us a good NRL court date.
Yes. He
said that he wants to one more chance to play in the AFL, and he wants Eddie Maguire to be the man that gives it to him.
You know what? He's carrying a little bit extra playing weight these days.
Just a tad. He's taking the "I love my pies" a bit too literally.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. A little bit of helmet, Greeno.
It is. Going old school tonight.
A little aftertaste.
It is a little bit.
Logie's aftertaste.
It is. Yeah, I haven't listened to helmet quite a while. For some reason, trolling through the iTunes.
It doesn't age, though, does it?
It doesn't. It's still fat. It's
like
still quite enjoyable.
Wine.
Still makes me want to move and bop my head.
And groove.
And the young one, she quite enjoyed the helmet when I was pumping it through
did
the
she?
House. Because well, I have to check.
Baby Greeno.
I have to check for swear words. And she likes a bit of a dance.
You cleanse out the swear words? That's adorable.
Well, not for her. I mean, for the show.
Oh, for the show.
Oh, no. When
course.
It's at home, it's.
Oh,
you know,
no. It's everything under the sun.
Cuss like a sailor. Damo, have you ever wondered who actually makes the makes the money out of the Kim K and Paris sex tapes?
Yes, I have.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This is apparently the article that's right under that Feb story.
Is
I don't
it?
Know why.
Okay, because it's news.com and it's trash.
It is trash. I don't know if it was an editor or something like that. Someone was complaining about the quality of journalism.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, the fact of the matter is we get more downloads from the clickbait Kim Kardashian articles than actual news. So, you know, you guys choose, you guys dictate what comes through.
Exactly. I mean, if you want better quality journalism, you've got to stop rewarding these hacks with your clicks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very simple stuff.
It's very simple to avoid clickbait.
Very simple
stuff. With that being said, I am going to go read that article later.
Yep. I reckon they get probably like 50%. It's probably like the recording industry, because you know, like they
get a cut.
Yeah, but it's a small cut.
No, it's a fairly significant cut. That's how they get sign off on these things.
Nah,
they get paid a fair chunk.
No, they get all the promo the afterwards. They get the promo afterwards. That's why they do the reality shows and the little pretend perfume ranges that somebody else designs and says, "Here, sign this."
Yeah.
And they go, "Oh, this has got my blood, sweat, and tears. This is the fragrance I always wanted to make."
What do you think the scent?
Like, you weren't making it. You weren't in the lab. Did you have the coat on?
Yeah.
Were you putting like all the different products onto a table and smashing them with a mallet and then sticking your nose into the goop?
Probably not.
No, of course
not. What do you think the Kardashian scent's like? Herpes?
It might smell like a sweaty basketballer.
Such a topical cream.
Yeah. It might be a trans smell greeter.
It might be.
Yeah, it might be suitable for a man or a woman.
I did hear that Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner, whatever his name is now, was on a different sports show, one of my faves over there in the US throughout the week, which caused outrage. Listeners were just ticked off going, "Let me know when that guy's not on. I refuse to listen while this guy's on the air."
Yeah.
Like, well done.
I think it's great because I think, why does this person deserve so much attention? I don't think it's anything spectacular an achievement.
No, I'm going to give a tip of the hat to this. The reason that these guys had him on was because they're like, well, we felt a bit bad because before he like changed his sex, they had him on all the time because he was a decathlete.
Yeah, yeah.
And they like talk about random stuff.
Mm.
And then after the sex change, they hadn't had him on. It just seemed like they were doing it negative. They're like, well, we liked the guy before just because he changed his gender.
Well, can he still Why talk about decathlon, or is he going to talk about, you know, stilettos?
No, he's talking about decathlon.
Was he?
What, something else?
Okay.
I don't know, I didn't listen to the whole segment.
So we say the former male decathlete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bruce Jenner.
That's interesting.
Did you hear about this schoolyard MMA day?
I didn't. I'm not a big fan of MMA. Should I be?
Oh, look, some of the big fights are intriguing.
It's got a big following. Everyone loves it.
Massive following. Yeah. But at the same time, it's not up my alley.
No.
But there's
we prefer hot toss and red carpets. And,
exactly. That's our shtick.
Yeah.
There's a fight in, I don't know, I forget where it is, mixed martial arts, blah, blah, blah.
In Japan or something.
In Japan, maybe?
Yep.
A 12-year-old girl is going to fight a 24-year-old woman.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, why?
Well, this is equal opportunity at its finest, folks.
Exactly.
I mean, the 12-year-old deserves to get beaten around the head just as much as the fully grown woman, apparently.
Obviously, this woman's got an unruly child because she wants to be able to smack it.
I hope the kid wins.
I do, too.
Are people going to be a little distressed watching a fully grown woman beat the shit out of a kid?
Well, that's what the outrage has been this week about the fact that, like, it's child abuse and the fact that the fight's been sanctioned is...
Wow.
Even there. There's an exhibition, apparently, and the kid gets to wear
headgear.
It's going to
be some exhibition.
It's going to be something.
She want to be wearing one of those big plastic sumo suits.
We need a sumo suit for the kid just to get up to the 86 pounds the fight's at.
What a farce.
It's a farce.
Because people, like a couple of my mates, are really into MMA, and they're like, "Oh, you got to watch it. You got to take it seriously." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll check it out." And then, what's the first thing that comes across the desk? 12-year-old girl to fight in Blockbuster. I'm like, okay,
there we go.
Gave it a chance.
Mitchell Stark party whistle.
The 12-year-old girl party whistle. Grano.
Oh, she gets the party whistle this
week. Well, it might be her last birthday she ever has.
It was in the lolly bag she got from the kids' party she went to last week. Yeah.
Before she hit the bags at the gym.
Exactly. We got about a minute to get out of the chair.
Don't show any fear.
MotoGP Damo. Mark
Blood Marquez means you're hitting
gets
hard.
Gets the win in the US. Valentino Rossi second, which means Valley is ahead on the overall championship.
Valley's back, baby.
But believe it or not, he had a good year last year fighting for the championship as well.
Yes, he did.
And when did Maverick finish?
You Maverick. Didn't.
That's the problem. Maverick Vinales, who was the hot price favourite.
Okay.
He's nowhere to be seen.
Where's our man? Cal. Call me Cal. Fourth. That's a good show for Cal.
Almost sing-worthy.
Yep.
And they're Jorge down there in ninth. Well, Aussie Jack Miller, 10th.
Okay. Who got a contract undeservingly, Greeno?
30 seconds, Damo.
Everyone.
Agar Cartwright. And Billy
Agar got a contract.
He got a CA contract. And Billy Stanlake, who's played...
Ashton's still only 23.
He is. He's still young.
Yeah.
But he hasn't played any of the forms of the game for Australia.
Okay.
Let's give him a contract.
Billy Stanlake.
Billy Stanlake's played 2 1-days. Yeah. Have a contract, Billy.
Well done.
Enjoy the cash. See you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious, if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will